The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of weekends. Beautiful Places with Neil Humphreys on Weekend Mornings with Glenn Van Zutphen on Money FM 89.3.
And Neil, where are we going on our beautiful place today?
Well, now more than ever, we need to keep our space, keep our distance. So I'm back on my Ulu remote spots of Singapore.
Okay.
This week, I'm going to a very specific place that was inspired by my students that I met this week. Mm. I'm taking us to the Pasir Ris Swamp. The Pasir Ris mangroves. Now, before I get into it, Pasir Ris. Do you know what it means?
I don't.
Well, commonly, it's known as White Sand. I mean, there's even a mall there called White Sands Shopping Mall.
Okay, that one,
right,
I know.
Yeah. Right beside Pasir
Ris. And a
mall.
School there. And
Yeah, correct.
Yep.
So there was a bit of a misconception that Pasir Ris literally translates into white sand. So I did a bit of reading, because I do prepare for this show. And I know it doesn't look like it. And I even spoke to a few Malay friends to clarify. Pasir, yes, that does mean sand. That's why we have Pasir Panjang, Pasir Ris, you know. It means literally sand.
Okay.
But Ris doesn't mean white. Hmm. And there's a little bit of conjecture about what the Ris means. And after speaking to some Malay friends and doing some reading, I'm settling on this glorious theory.
Okay.
Ris or Ries or Iris, slight, you know, difference of the pronunciation, but it basically translates into to shred, cut, slice, right? To shred. Okay, so you think white to shred doesn't make sense. Sand to shred, doesn't make sense. The name apparently was first referenced to a village in the area written as Pasir Ris in 1852, where the headman's son was killed by a tiger. Literally shredded.
I'm not laughing at the fact you was killed
by a tiger. No, of course. Well, we didn't know the guy. But literally shredded, cut by the tiger. Huh. So Ris means to slice into thin strips. So I'm going with the headman's son was literally sliced into strips by the tiger. If anyone has a different theory, I'd love to have it.
Wow.
Some people say it's because Pasir Ris, the strip there was literally a narrow strip of beach.
Yeah.
So some, you know, literally narrow strip of shredded beach.
I like that one better.
But I'm going with the tiger. I'm going with
it's
the tiger.
Dark. It's very
I'm
dark.
Tiger. So anyone living in Pasir Ris, now you know where you got your name. So this week I went to a school in Pasir Ris. And what was very gratifying to hear, because I was talking about the environment, was how many of them have actually been to the mangrove of Pasir Ris. Because the thing about the mangrove swamp at Pasir Ris is it's actually very, very small. And what happened was, and to give credit here, when they were doing the land clearance to build the original Pasir Ris housing estate, right, they built the long Pasir Ris Park, which is, of course, one of the best in Singapore.
It's beautiful. Yep.
Within that, and it often gets overlooked, is actually an original prime piece of mangrove. Now, you've got to remember, of course, at one time, Singapore was surrounded with mangrove, right? The whole island was mangrove around its borders, its coastal areas.
Right.
Now, sadly, only 0.5% of the whole of Singapore is mangrove swamps. And there's only two protected mangrove swamps in Singapore, Sungai Buloh. Everybody knows Sungai Buloh. But the other one is Pasir Ris. And it's a beautiful spot. It's so wonderful. And the children go there all the time, which was very gratifying. You can just step away from the park, step into the swamp, and you're surrounded by mussels, oysters, mudskippers, snails, slugs, tree-climbing crabs, herons, egrets, monitor lizards, otters.
Everything, huh?
And it's all there. And people almost walk past it as if they don't realize it's there.
So what part of it's actually adjacent to Paso Reyes Park?
In it. It's actually in the middle of it. It's almost in the middle of it. Paso Reyes Park is quite long.
Right.
So, you know, it starts at downtown east and it goes all the way down.
So where's the logical entrance kind of area for that? Do you know?
I actually wrote it down somewhere. I'll come back to you on that. But it's nearby. It's very accessible to get to. It's walking distance. Yeah. So wherever you park your car, the left side, the right side, you've got about 6 hectares, which is not massive, about 6 football pitches of mangrove swamp. But as I say, you can park at the car park. You're not walking for more than about 10 minutes in any direction, no matter where you park. This is a place where you have the dog-faced water snake, which I think was the name my first girlfriend gave me.
Oh.
Dog-faced water snake.
Ba-da-bum-tsh.
So you've got 4 different kinds of snakes there, including my favorite dog-faced water snake. You've got a 3-story bird-watching tower there. People don't realize it's there. You can see most of the wildlife you want from there. And it's a step back in time. You've got that wonderful smell of rotten eggs as you go in. Nothing is off. It's just the natural smell of the sulfur because the mangrove mud is very, very rich in sulfur. Gives that feel of rotten eggs.
Okay.
But it's more about you're stepping back in time. You literally leave the Paso Reyes Park and the cyclists and the joggers and everybody else, and you just step back into what Singapore used to be. And you get a little taste of Singapore's original indigenous biodiversity. And the funniest part of it, as I was discussing with my students this week, is because you're close to the biodiversity and the nature, the two overlap, right?
Right.
Recently, I say recently, it was a few years ago now, but it's in one of my books, a monitor lizard, a very long monitor lizard, left the mangrove swamp, as it does, and it uses the drain system, what we call the longkangs of Singapore, as it does. I mean, the drainage system to a lizard is like the MRT system to us. You know, it just goes where it pleases. It crossed the road because that's the only distance between the park and the housing estate, came up the longkang on the other side, crossed the void deck of the HDB housing estate. Now, bearing in mind, monitor lizards can be like 1.5 meters long, as long as some people. Went into an open lift on the ground floor.
What?
Well, why not? And then I presume, I had a snooze or something. I don't know. Got into the lift. Maybe there was a storm. Who knows? And then, of course, an auntie on an upper floor.
Called the lift.
Caused the lift to come up. And I have this vision.
I'm guessing it didn't end well for the monitor
lizard.
I'm
having this vision that, you know, the sixth floor, the auntie opens it, and there's a lizard the size of her, and she's like, Kong Long, dinosaur, you know, whatever. She's running off down the corridor. The famous.
Oh my gosh.
They had to get the neighbors out, but sensibly, they did the right thing. They just stuck an arm into the lift, you know, and pushed it back down to the ground floor.
But they're not going to hurt anybody.
No. And the monitor lizard went back. Well, that's the key point here is that because you have the swamp. Yeah. And the park and the biodiversity so close to the housing estate in our city and the garden, we're learning increasingly to coexist. And what was the great thing about the students I met this week at Paso Reyes? A, they go to the swamp quite often because they live opposite the park.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. So lots of school trips there. Yeah.
And with their families at the weekends.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
B, they're familiar with these very complex ecosystems that we still have. And three, and this is the key, they were so respectful and almost blasé about the biodiversity. Yeah, we see otters all the time. We see monitor lizards all the time. And I'm like, you don't know how lucky you are. When I was a kid, you know, if we saw a stray dog, it stopped the traffic. You know, it's like, a stray dog. We thought we was in a David Attenborough documentary.
Oh.
So it's a wonderful place. It's a little green jewel inside Paso Reyes Park. 6 hectares, you can walk around it comfortably in half an hour. There's a boardwalk, so you don't have to get soaking wet or ruin your footwear.
Right.
You're going to see everything. You're going to see otters, monitor lizards, all the wildlife. And most of all, you're going to see my dog-faced snake. So if you haven't got a reason, go for the dog-faced water snake.
And there we have it, your beautiful place for today.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.